Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We are on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, Haba alachoso ve'alachos aviv, right? If somebody has relations with his sisters, right? So the Mishnah said, right? If you have a relation with your sister, from your father's sister, your brother, whatever it is, a sister, it says like this. Afal pi shehein b'kareis, even though you get kareis, you don't. You have to still pay the knas of violating a girl, even though you're going to get kares, right? Because there's no mises besdin. Okay, there's no mises besdin. Therefore, but kares there is. Therefore, there's no kimle, and therefore you have to pay the knas. That's what the Mishnah said. Okay. Now says the Gemara, v'raminhu. 1 second. Our Mishnah said that when you do an aveir with your sister, you have to pay the knas because there's no kares. Is there malchus? There's no kares.
How's the malchus?
What?
How's the malchus?
So the Gemara in Mako says that any mitzvah, any aveira that you get kares for, Bezdin will give you malchus. Okay? As a matter of fact, says the Gemara like this, says the Gemara in Makos, Elohein Alokin. These are the people that get Malkus. Who are they? They're the exact same people of our Mishnah. Haba Alachoso, your sister, Alachos Aviv, your father's sister, Alachos Imri, your mother's sister, Alachos Ishti, your wife's sister, Alashas Aviv, your brother's wife, Alashas Achi Aviv, your father's brother's wife, Alamida or Anida, Vikai Malon. And we know, De'eno Loke U'mishalem, that you don't get Malkus and you also don't pay. Second, in our Mishnah, it says you pay. You hear the question? In our Mishnah,
kimle.
What?
It should be kimle.
Right. In our Mishnah, no, it's not really kimle.
Yeah. Because your ball is sister.
In our Mishnah said if you have relations with your sister, you violated her. What are you paying for? You're paying a knas because you violated a girl. Right? It's a knas.
But due to the fact that
you're getting kares, you still pay the knas. Right? That's what our Mishnah said.
That's why
it
should be kimle.
No, Malkus is not what it said. In Malkus it said if you violate your sister, you get Malkus. Now, 1 second. If you get Malkus, why?
Also, doesn't it say in Malkus that if you pay the knas, any other penalties are wiped out away? You can't pay two.
Correct.
Twice.
That's exactly what kimle.
That's kimle.
You can't get two punishments.
Right?
So that's the question. Okay, this question is going to last for the next 3 days. Because today we'll give you one answer. I think at the end we'll give a second. Tomorrow is another answer. Okay, so the first answer is Ula. Amar Ula. Ula says it's not a kasha. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, over here in Ksuvis, is ba'achoso naira. She's a naira. And you pay a knas on a naira. Do you pay a knas on a 25-year-old girl? No. You only pay a knas on a naira.
But
so here,
but you do pay the other ones. The
Gemara answer that question. Kan naira. Here she's a naira. Look at Rashi on top. Masnithin b'achoso naira. De'ikke knas. Do you pay the knas? That's what our Mishnah said. The svirulei the mimona mishalim. You pay the low lucky, and you don't get malchus. Why? Why does he hold that? That's what Gemara is going to go into now. Why does he hold that? However, Fahi de Makos, Bogeres. In Makos, she's an older girl. There ain't no knas. There is no knas. The question now is, fine. So that explains the stira. But why does he hold that? Why does he hold that if there's a choice of Makos and Mamon, you pay money and not Makos? Why? Why do you pick money over Makos? You understand? So that's Ula's answer. Lo kasha. Kan b'achos a naira. Here in Ksuvis, she's a naira. Therefore, you violated her. You have to pay a knas. 100%. Do you get Malkus? No. What about over there in Malkus? Over there, she was 20 years old. So therefore, over there, there's no knas.
But
you get Malkus.
So that's why he gives it the difference.
Oh, so kan over there, b'achos a bogeres.
Correct.
Aye, Mati's question. Achoso bogeres nam hu ikka boshes upagam. What about boshes upagam? Still, fine. So there's no malchus, but at least, but you still, There's no Malkus. But you still violated her. There's still something to it. So the Gemara answer is Bishota. There is a Boshet, but God, she's a Shota. Tzar? What about a Tzar? Right? No, there is no Tzar. Bimafuta. You convinced her to do it. So there's no Tzar. So we find the case where there's nothing else. That's the bottom line. We got you a case where there's nothing else. Now that we said all this, afilu teim achoso naira, you can even say she's an achoso naira, you can even say she's a naira, biyisoma, right? Your sister could even be a yisoma, so the money goes to her. Ubumfuta, and you seduced her, so there's nothing else. Okay. Now, that answers the question of the stira between here and Makas. However, what's the reason for Ula? What's his svara? Alma, kasavar Ula. Ula must hold. Kal hecha de'ika mamon umalkus. Whenever there's a choice of mamon or malkus, like where? Like here in Ksuvos, you have a choice. Mamon or malkus. What's the halacha? Mimona mishalim. Milka lo lucky. You pay and there is no malkus.
Exactly the opposite.
What?
I would think exactly the opposite.
Exactly. Because Malkus is worse.
No.
So you always get the worse
There's
one.
There's no Kimlay on Malkus.
What? Who said?
Isn't always Kimlay...
Then you should get both.
In punishment and money?
You should get both. You should pay and get Malkus. But you see clearly from our Mishnah, from Ula's answer, no. It's only money. No Malkus. So why not? So what do you see from here? When you can get one of two... Money or Malkus, what do you get? Money! It's clear. Manahal Leila Ulaha. How does Ula know that? How does Ula know that? So the Gemara answers, and we're going to spend the whole daf on this. Gamar Mechovel Chavero. It's learned out from the situation of someone hits someone else. If Reuven hits Shimon, you know that Reuven, I didn't know this until I prepared this daf. I mean, I guess in some. Back of my head, you know it, but you don't really think about it. When Reuven hits Shimon, he does two things wrong. Number one, he causes him pain. He causes him damage. He has to pay for that. And he also violates the lav. What lav?
Spending time doing something it's an opposite.
No.
The Chavetz Chaim talks about it.
Okay, so a different thing. There could be that in the Chavetz Chaim's world, there could be more things he's doing wrong. But the Gemara is focusing on only one thing. It's you're hitting somebody inappropriately. That's a separate lav. How do you know that? Because only Bez is allowed to give people malchus. You can't. Who are you?
It's about time spent doing something that's an opposite.
Interesting.
Right in his world.
Yeah? When Reuven hit Shimon, not only did he cause him damage, but he also acted like his own private Bez. Who made you in charge of it? Who gave you the authority to beat this guy up? Not allowed to do that. That's a lav. So it's two things. Did you ever hear in the entire Shas that someone got Malkus for that? No. Right? The whole Bava Kamma is full of people damaging other people. Never once. Oh, by the way, he doesn't get Malkus. No. What do you do? You have to pay. So what do you see? When someone damages someone else. Ikka mamonu Malkus. You have both. You have mamon and Malkus. What's the mamon? For the damage, what's the Malkus? It's the lav of pen... was it Pen Yosef? You give more than you're supposed to. So that's a lav. Mimona Mashalem, Milka Lo Lucky. What happens to you? You have to give Malkus, you pay. No, Malkus. Af. So too. Kol Hecha de Ika Mamonu Malkus. Anytime there's money in Malkus. Mimona Mashalem, Milka Lo Lucky. Okay? You only have to pay. Okay, Yossi, in 30-second review, our Mishnah said in Ksuvis, that if somebody violates his sister, he has to pay a knas. Even though he gets kares, right? He has to pay a knas. However, in Makos, the Gemara has the exact same situation. If someone violates his sister, he gets malchus. Why? Because if you're supposed to get kares, you can get malchus. The Bezin can give you malchus. So, one second. But we know you can't get malchus and have to pay. So what's going on here? How come our Mishnah says you pay, and a Makos says you get malchus? So, it's a stira.
Right.
So, Ula answers, no. in our Mishnah here in Ksuvis, she was a Naira. She was a Naira. So that's when you pay a Knas, because you violate a Naira. In Malkus, she was 20 years old. No Naira. So there's no violation. So what is there? Malkus. Now, what do you see from that? That in our Mishnah, really, he's the person subject to both. Yeah. Malkus and paying.
You don't give both.
You don't give both. You only give money. Only has to pay. Where do we get that from? Because just like someone hitting his friend. When someone hits his friend, you really have to pay. You really, two things happen to you. You have to pay for the damage, and you're supposed to get Malkus. What do you get Malkus for? For acting as your own bestin. You're a vigilante. You're not allowed to do that. There's a lot in the Torah, one of the 613, is you're not allowed to do that. No one ever gets Malkus for that. Why? Because when it comes to one of two, you only have to pay, no Malkus. That's what the Gemara says so far. So the Gemara says, 1 second. But ma l'chova b'chaveiro, you know, chova b'chaveiro is so machmir. You know why? Shekein chayev chamisha dvarim. You have to pay 5 things. Nezek sari b'shevis and boshes. Maybe that's why there's no Malkus. But in a regular case, like over here, a guy violates his sister, there's no 5 things, right? Or any other situation where there's money and Malkus, you'd have, maybe you get both taka. Right? V'i, ma'alachal v'chaveiro, shekein chayev chamisha dvarim. You have to pay 5 things. Now, V'i, Mimona, Lakula, but maybe Mamon's more Makel. Why is it more Makel? Shekein Hutter, Michlalo, Bebezdin. Because it's Mutter in some places in Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't have that Isser of not her, of being vigilantes. Bezdin's allowed to beat Yak. Bezdin's allowed to do that. Therefore what? But other situations of money, such as, for example, violating a sister, right? Where there's no such heter in Bezdin ever. Bezdin's never allowed to do that. Only by hitting your friend, such a heter in Bezdin. But by other lavin, there's no heter in Bezdin. There's no situation where you're ever allowed to violate someone else's sister. Nothing ever comes up, right? How do you know that you have to pay? That you have to pay and there's no Malkus? How do you know that? Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ula's source can't be from a case of Chovel B'Chavero. Because Chovel B'Chavero is very unique. First of all, it has a Chumrah. What's the Chumrah? Has 5 things. 5 payments you have to pay. But it also has a Kula. The Kula is, Bez is allowed to do it. Okay?
It's an exception to the rule.
Ella, Gamar me Edim Zomamim. Let's learn it out from Edim Zomamim. What's Edim Zomim? We all know what that is. Ma Edim Zomim. What about Edim Zomim? De'ikam mamon umalkis. Edim Zomim also. 2 Edim walk in and say, Ruvain owes Shimon $1,000. Turns out they're Zomim. So they have to pay now $1,000. Didn't they also give false Edis? Right? So why don't they get Malkus for that? The answer is they don't.
Right.
They don't. So what do you see? When you have 2 Averas, Mammon and Malkus, you only pay. No Malkus. Right?
It's not considered an action or something.
We're going to get to that. Mammon and Malkus. Mammon and lucky. Right? No Malkus for that. Af kol hechadik Mammon and Malkus. Mammon and Mashalim. Milkalo lucky. Right? There you go. There's Ula's source. That's what are you talking about? Mal Edim Zomim. Shekin Einan Tzrichin Hasra. Edim Zomim never get Hasra. Maybe that's why there's no Malkus. Maybe that's why there's no Malkus. No Hasra. And if there would be Hasra, maybe there would eat Taka. Right? Now therefore what? So first of all, Edim Zomim has one huge Kula. What a Chumrah. What's the Chumrah? There's no Hasra. No, that's not a Chumrah, really. V'imamona Lakulahu. And you want to tell me that it's more Makil? Shekein lo asamaita. They didn't do anything. So Edim Zomim has a Chumrah. What's the Chumrah? There's no Asra. What's the Kula? They didn't even do anything. That's why they only have to pay. But what if it would be another situation? Any other situation where you get money and Malkus? What would be the case? Maybe you would get Malkus. So it's a Kashanula. Right? So the Gemara says, how about this? Ella, Gamar mitarvayu. Learn from both. Learn from Chovel, Chaveiro, and Edim Zomim, that whenever there's a case of Mammon and Malkus, you pay, and you don't get Malkus. Ma atada shavah shebehem. What's the common denominator? The ikka Mammon and Malkus. You have money in Malkus. Mamona Mishalim Milka Lo Lucky. Ah, so too. Kol Hecha De Ika Mamon U Malkus. Mamona Mishalim Milka Lo Lucky. Right? That's the source. Now the Gemara Gesund. Gesundheit. Now the Gemara asks an unbelievable question. Malatzad Shavu Shebehen. But one second. Eidim Zomim and Chovu B'Chaveru, they're common in what respect? Shekin Yesh Behem Tzad Chomor. On one hand, they're more machmer. In what way are they more machmer? They're more machmer because Chovu B'Chaveru has to pay five things. And in what way is Eidim Zomim more machmer? It doesn't need a Svah. There's not a Svah by Eidim Zomim. Right? V'imamona L'Kula. And what's the Kula by them? Shekin Yesh Behem Tzad Hakel. They also have big Kulas. What's a big kula? Chol v'chaveiro's mutter in Bezdin. Bezdin's allowed to hit people. And Eidim Zomim has a kula. They didn't do anything. But other situations of money and malchus that don't have these chumers and these kulas, maybe the halacha would be, you do get malchus.
This is a real stretch.
Asks Tosvos, that every yitzhar hashava in the world is like that.
You can make that
from
anywhere.
So, that akasha will undo every yitzhar hashava in Shas. Right? It says Tosfos in the bottom Tosfos. Kasha, the Im Kain. See the bottom Tosfos? Kasha, the Im Kain. Lo nilmad owed me a tzad hashava, b'shomakom. You're never going to have a tzad hashava. Da'akulu ikal amifrach. Because in every single situation, o tzad chomor, o tzad kal. So you're never going to have a tzad, you're never going to have. So Tosfos gives a very good answer. I mean, it's a difficult answer. Listen, you tell me what you think of this answer. V'nira l'ri, d'hachi parach. What was the Gemara's question? But you have a chum and a kula, but every tzad hashava is like that. That's exactly the point. Yeah, this one is a little unique, and that one's a little unique, but together they serve as a model that the whole Torah should... What?
That's how it works.
Exactly. So, here's what it is. Hacha, v'nira l'ri, d'hacha parach, hachi. Shekin yesh ben tzad chamur, meshuna. These are very different chumras. Why is it Meshune? Kiahu b'perek dal mitzos ma'atad hashav v'shevin shekei Meshunin. It's very different. Got to be a dayin, nasi, v'cheresh. A guy's all three things. He's a dayin and a nasi and a cheresh, and you curse him. Whatever it is over there. D'hacha chamisha dvarim. They have to pay five things. When do you have to pay five things? And also v'she'ein tzrichin hasra. And the guy, is someone going to get punished without hasra? Have a tzad chomer yoser mishar dvarim. That's really, really unique. That's not normal chumras. It's crazy things. Bezik can hit people, and you know Asra? That breaks every rule in Shas. The tzad hakal nami have a kula yesera. And the kulas are also very strange kulas. Why? Shechovel, shehutar michlalo, shemutar lechovel b'chaveiro? That Bezik is allowed to beat someone up? That's such a huge kula, right? V'chein Eidim Zomim, lo asu maisa. He didn't do anything. He's still being punished. Have a kula yisera. That's a huge kula. Tafilu b'andamar akima sfasayim have a maisa. Even if you want to tell me speaking is a maisa, which we say generally it's not, but even if you want to say that, have a amrina b'sanhedrin, shani Eidim Zomim, hol v'yeshnan b'raya. But they also saw something. They also did. They have to walk into Bezin. They have to do something. They saw an event. It's not just stomp talking. So, that's why this case is different. Very strange chumras and very strange kulas. Like that answer?
No, because you always say that. You always make chumra a big deal. I don't know.
Very interesting, no? So we reject.
I think that's a based in one, though. I don't get it. Because based in can do what you
yeah,
did.
There's an Isser in the Torah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to give more malchus or less than Bezdin.
Yeah.
Right? But Bezdin's allowed to. That's a funny thing. I mean, Bezin's administering justice. But that's what the Gemara phrase.
Bezin can kill people also.
Exactly. So it's a very strange thing. You can't kill people, but Bezin could. Look at that.
So why is that a kula?
So therefore, so what?
How's that by kidding?
So therefore, that's why when a guy hits somebody, he doesn't get malchus. Because Bezin's doing what they're allowed to do. But you don't do what you're allowed to do, maybe you would get malchus. Or the other way around. Maybe if it's a different situation where there's malchus and money, maybe you would get malchus. So we reject, so Ula can't learn it out from here. Why? Because there are kulas and chumras which don't apply to other places in Shas, and it's not fair.
So how does Ula know, back to square one, how does Ula know that if it's money and malchus, you only can do one and not the other? Ela Ula, tachas gam. It's a gzera shava. It's a gzera shava. What's the gzera shava? Ksiv hacha, it says over here, over where? By if somebody is ma'anes, if someone violates a girl, it says tachas asher ina, because you violated. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, by hitting somebody, ayin tachas ayin. Right, everyone knows that pasuk. Ma hasam, mamona mashalim, milka lo lucky. Just like when you hit somebody, you only have to pay, there's no malchus. Af kol hecha de ikka mamona umalchus, mamona mashalim, milka lo lucky. Okay? Good? That's answer number one. Answer number one is Ula. How do you reconcile the Gemara here and the Gemara in Makos? That's Ula's answer. The Ula's answer is, over here, she's a Naira. Since she's a Naira, you have to pay a Knas. And since you pay a Knas, you don't get Malkus. Over there in Malkus, she was older, so there is no Knas. So all there is Malkus. Okay?
But is Knas regular Mammon?
Yeah.
Why, it's not right. Mammon is like what you deserve.
It's 50 shekel or something.
What you deserve. Here it's a knas. Maybe by definition, knas doesn't go into this whole discussion.
And you have to pay out of your pocket, no?
You have to pay, but it's not...
Money is money.
Yeah, no, so no one raises that aura. That since that's it's a knas...
Definitely.
No, because they brought it up... No, not why. Because they brought up in the other case where you have to pay boshes of pagam, that's not a knas.
Right, so the Gemara says, there's a boshes of pagam because she's a chota.
Exactly, so it's the same thing. Even though it's not a class, why does it have to pay you? You're already going into the kibbutz.
Okay, now we're going to do the second answer, and then the third answer is tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu temo achos naira. You can even say she's a naira in both cases. So what's the issue? Kan in Makos. How come she gets Malkus over there? How come there's Malkus over there? She hits you, Bo. Because it was Hashra. You told the guy, don't violate your sister. You do that, you're going to get Malkus. Hey, I don't care. And he did it, so he gets Malkus. Why doesn't he have to pay? Because he never gets Malkus and pay. Khan over here, Shiloh Hisrubo. There was no Hasra. You hear that answer?
No, I don't
like it. Why don't you like it? Such a simple answer.
It's true.
Such a simple answer.
The Torah says you pay a cost of 50 shekel, whatever it is. 50,
There's no Hasra. There's never Hasra for money.
Right?
Right? For only for punishment. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, second line. Afilu Tema. Hahi de Makos Bachos Onaira. Yeah, Makos also, she was a Naira. Ukisha Hisrubo, and when they warned him, the Ika Mamon Umalkus, Mamon Umalkus, right? Ashme Inan, the Lucky Veloma Shalim. The exact opposite of Ula. The exact opposite. Ula said, you pay and no Malkus. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Malkus and don't pay. Umasnesan Dixuvos, and over here in our Mishnah, is b'shelo hisrubo. There was no warning. Dileka malchus. So there's no malchus. So therefore you pay.
It's
the exact opposite. Exact opposite of Ula.
Was there Edom?
What?
Was there Edom in general? Why did you feel anything?
Hmm?
Was there Edom that saw this
that's
event?
That's how do you have a straw?
No, I'm saying in the case there was no, when there was no Asra, was there Edom that saw it?
Yeah.
There were Edom. But they didn't have Asra.
Correct.
Someone saw it.
Correct.
And the Torah, when it says Chamishin, that we've always learned the whole life, only in the Diavad case, but there was no Hasra.
What?
The Torah says 50, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you have to give 50 for...
Correct.
If you mark it. Now we're saying, really, you don't give
correct.
It. Only give it if there was no Hasra.
Correct. The Gemara is going to ask you a question at the end of the daf, that according to this, it never comes up. Right? The Gemara is going to ask that question. It's a very good question.
No, it's not. Why?
The whole case was only when there's no Edom, no Asra. It's very far fetched.
No,
the whole Torah wrote a halacha.
Can you kill a person? You're standing over there. The guy comes over. We're all three of us are standing here, and he stabs him.
Right.
What happens to him?
Nothing.
Nothing. You go ahead. Don't do that. Don't kill him. Then all of a sudden it's changed.
Right.
So the Gemara is going to ask his question. The Gemara asks you a question at the end of the daf. I don't forget to it today, but if not today, it's tomorrow. It's at the bottom of the page. Anyway, Alma, what do you see from here? Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, kol hecha de'ika mamon u'malkus. Whenever you have both, mamon u'malkus, what's the halacha? The asrubei milka, and you warned. Asrubei, you warned. Milka lucky, mamon lo mashalim. Only one and not the other. Mina le... Rabbi Yochanan, huh? How does Rabbi Yochanan know this?
Right? How does Rabbi Yochanan know this? Ask Tosfos. You see the little Tosfos? Menole Rabbi Yochanan, huh? One second. V'im Tomar.
In the tiny print, you mean?
Yeah, in the tiny print. V'im Tomar, but one second. Le'el boy mine le'el ula de'mamonu u'mashalim v'lo lucky. But we just said, we asked the question before, how does Ula know that the Torah said that when you have Mammon and Malkus, you pay? Now the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that the Torah said, how can the Torah say two opposite things? So the Gemara, Tosfos says, Hashta, v'hashta boy ipcha? Now we're saying the opposite? Now why can't they argue? Why can't they argue? That's exactly Tosfos' answer. V'yesh lomar d'hacham mishum gzir reshava tachas kachas kama b'nolei l'Rabbi Yochanan d'lo darshinan gzir reshava l'hachi gzir reshava zu niskabel l'kul yalma b'b'chor v'skab b'b'chor. But Tosfos explains, what the Gemara is asking is, of course you're allowed to argue. You're allowed to argue on an Amora. Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to argue in Ula. And Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to say, Ula, you say the Torah says this, I say the Torah says this. The problem is Ula has a gzir reshava. And Tosfos says, don't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold from the Gzeir Shava, because he did. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say something else? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? So, Amar Kra, here's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. It says like this, Gizot. It says, Kedei Rishaso. What does it mean, Kedei Rishaso? You give a person to his evilness. And we learn out of Joshua, Mishum Risha Ata Achas Ata Machaivo, Vieta Machaivo, Mishum Shte Rishuyos. You only get one, not two. And for some Ichlei, and right there it says, Abraham Yakenu, you give a guy Malkus. So what do you see? Malkus is always the preference.
Malkus trumps.
But how come? One second. If I read Chavu Bechavero, Dikam Mamon Malkus, Mamon Mashalim, Mukalo Lucky. So how come by Chavu Bechavero, how come we don't get Malkus there? Someone hits his friend, he does two things wrong. Number one, he hits his friend, causes damage. Number two, he does a lav. What lav? The lav of pretending you're a bezdin. So why doesn't he get malchus there? So the Gemara answers, that's only because there was no hasra. But if there was hasra, then he would talk again malchus. That's not true. If somebody hits somebody else, that's not worth a pruta. What does that mean?
He damaged him less than a pruta.
Loke. He gets malchus. Hey, chidami. What's that case? Idlo asrube. If there was no hasra, am I lucky? Why is he getting malchus? El pshita the asrube. Obviously, they warned him, right? V'taima, and the whole reason is the last pesha of a pruta because it's not worth anything. Ha ispe shava pruta. But if it was a shava pruta, mimona mishalem, milkalo lucky, right? What do you see from here? Even if you warned, you don't get malchus. So why is chov v'chaveru? Why is there no malchus?
You're saying that all the nezek tzar ripush shemus all is up to less than a fruit.
Yeah,
those five things.
You know how that's possible when you barely touched a guy. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara answers.
You touch a guy, you get malchus.
So what?
What degree do you get malchus? If I tap you on the shoulder,
I don't know. It's a good question. Kedama Ravila. The answer is like Ravila. Beperish ribs of Torah edim zomrim l'tashlumin. The Torah said in black and white that by Edim Zomimim, right? The Edim Zomimim, you only have to pay and you don't get Malkus. Beperish Rubes Torah, Edim Zomim L'Tashlumin. Hachanami, Beperish Rubes Torah, Chav B'Chaveiro L'Tashlumin. In other words, the Torah said so. You're right, it's an exception. What can I tell you? They're both exceptions. Right? You hear? They're both exceptions. Okay? Now, V'hecha Itmar de Rav Ila, aha. When did Rav Ila say that? When did Rav Ila say that? He said that on the following. If somebody, if two Edom say someone has to pay money, V'nim tu zomimim, and they found to be zomim, lokinu mashalim. You get Malkus and you pay. That's very strange. We never think that. Why? Shlo Hashem ha-mevin l'dei malchus, mevin l'dei tashlumin, divrei Rav Meir. Because the malchus and the tashlumin are not coming from the same place. What does that mean? It says Rashi, Shlo Hashem mevin l'dei malchus, ha-mikra ha-mevin l'dei malchus, the pasuk that says you get malchus, ain't no mevin l'dei tashlumin. It's not the same pasuk that you have to pay. They're two totally separate psukim. Why? Malchus milosana. Malchus is from Losana. Don't be false eta. Tashlumin be kasher zaman. And you pay from kasher zaman. The kiva de shnei shem mosein, chayav al shneyan. Very simple. Okay? The chachamim omrim? No. Kala mashalim ain't a loka. Anyone that has to pay, no malchus. I v'neim a kol loka ain't a mashalim. Say it the other way around. Maybe you get malchus and you don't have to pay. So Amar of Elah, the fairship of Torah, Edim Zomim, Letashlumin. No, the Torah said black and white. Very simple. Heichem Ribs Torah? Where did the Torah say that? Michti, let's see. It says, Ksiv, it says, Vasizim Lokasha Zomim, Lasos La'achiv. Right? Then the next pasuk there says, over there, Vasizim Lokasha Zomim, Lasos La'achiv. Right? Then the pasuk says right afterwards, it says, Lo sachas eincha, don't have pity on him, nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad b'yad, lamali. Why does it have to say all that? Why does it have to say all that? Meaning, davar hanitein miyad liyad. It's something that's handed over from person to person. Mind you, what is that? Mamon, money. And by the way, chav b'chaver onami michti ksiv. Chav b'chaver, same story. What does it say? Ksiv, it says, see if it says kasher asa keni asalo, right? That's talking about what? Talking about chol v'chaveiro. Kasher asa, what he wanted to do, you do to him, right? And then it says ayin shever tachas shever ayin tachas ayin, right? So keni nasin lo lomali. Why does it say again keni nasin lo? Davar hanitein bo davar sheish bo nesina umayniu mamon money. You hear? Now the Gemara asked, we have a few minutes, we'll probably do this again tomorrow, we'll start here again tomorrow, but we'll do it now. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amar ka'ula. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Ula? Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Ula?
Ula said what again? Ula said that...
Ula said that it's gzeira shava. Tachas, that you pay and no malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan holds the exact opposite. Malchus and not pay. Right? So as the Gemara says in the bottom, look at Tosos, second to bottom Tosos, the one line Tosos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, my time local. Halakha lemerit de lo shmein le gzeir shava tachas tachas. Don't tell me, we said this before. Don't tell me he didn't hear that gzeir shava. The yalfin le bibuchar was gabi bibuchar, kam bibuchar was. Everyone holds from that. That's the famous gzeir shava. Don't tell me he didn't hold from it. So why doesn't he hold like Ula? You know why he doesn't hold like Ula? Because of what you said. Im Cain, if Ula is right, right? Bitalta ervas achos cholo segala. You've done away with that Avera. You've done away with that Onesh. Right? You never get Malchus for that? You've done away with it. Right? Bitalta ervas achos cholo segala. Says Rashi. Dipatarta ba alachoso mi Malchus. Right? Bitalta lav shaba. Sha'onesh lav b'malchus. The onesh is Malchus, and you're not going to get it. Who gave you the right to do that? That's it. No more Malchus. That's why he doesn't hold.
The other way around. I kind of thought it was the other way. Where meaning he says you only get Malchus and not you only get Malchus and not Mamon in that case. There's no Asra. You don't get.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer.
Right.
According to Ula, you're only getting Mamon. No Malchus. So says Rabbi Yochanan, who made up that rule?
Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, vidal Torah's mama tenas.
What?
The Torah says give chamishim shkalim, right? Whatever
yeah.
It is. And if you give asra, you're never going to give that 50 knas. According to Rabbi Yochanan.
So I hear you. But Tos is asking bam kasha. Ul didn't make this up on his own.
Yep.
It's Xavier Shava.
That's why.
Which means it's in the Torah. So ask Tosfos.
That's why the question's so much better.
That's ask Tosfos. Im Tomar. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Call lav she'im bo maisa. Anytime there's an Ein Bo Maisa, or Lav Anitik Lasei, or Lav Anitik Lasei, Bitlo Halav, the Lav is Batal, Kivin She'ein Lokin Halav. It's also no Malchus. The Torah said that. That's what the Torah said. What do you want from me? Right? V'Halav Milsi, that's not an answer. Why? Dahi Lav Bar Malchus Hu. Here, the Lav is Malchus. Aval, Dahi Lav Aval Hacha, Shayach Be Malchus. Minute. Less long the midrash gzeira shava lafuke malchus minei. So, one second. The Torah said that if someone violates his sister, he gets malchus. Why on earth would the Torah now have a gzeira shava to undo that? Kivan de ikal ukmi gzeira shava al mosei achwiti. You can use the gzeira shava for some other halacha. Now, there's such a thing as a lav shem b'maisa. The Torah built that into it. So there's no lav shem b'maisa. A lav shem b'maisa, there's no malchus. There's no malchus on a lav shenitik latsei. Now you're trying to equate, well, I have a gzeira shava, the same thing over here. Not the same thing. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to hold like Ula. And tomorrow, we'll continue more. All right? Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Kultuv.